Monday morning to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. You've made it all the way through the week. It's Friday. Be excited. We have a great show for you today. I know Boat Smart's coming on later, Frisky Friday. Get your boat questions ready, things like that. But I have with me in the studio Michael Bourgeois and Zach Gilbert with Compass Solar. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Tammy.
Do you like that? You're a gentleman today.
Good morning, man.
They looked at me funny. Did you like my wallflowers?
Yes.
That was good. Man, I was getting dressed this morning. It's good, huh? It's a good song. All right, I'll let you stop listening to it. Sometimes I just want to keep listening to it the whole time and not talk. But I have to interrupt it at some point. So it's an oldie but a goodie, right?
It is.
It takes you back. So I was getting dressed this morning, listening to One Headlight. I said, that needs to be on the radio this morning. Absolutely.
You got it done.
I got it done. There you go. And it's Mother's Day weekend. Are y'all prepared?
I'm never prepared for holidays. But they come anyway.
I don't think that's a good thing to say on the radio.
Maybe not. I think it's relatable, though.
I don't know this about you. Are you married?
I am married.
So hopefully she's not listening.
She's going to hear that. Instant regret. Whoops.
Instant regret. It's okay. I have Great Southern Restaurants on with me, and they talk about Mother's Day brunch, and that's our whole thing. Like, don't wait. We're telling you now, don't wait. Go ahead and schedule it.
I like to catch them by surprise, you know.
You
I've
do?
Been married 10 years, so.
You married 10 years?
Yes, ma'am. And my wife's actually probably listening right now.
Oh.
So I've got to. Got to say that I've planned, you know.
Yeah, y'all should have just winked at me and said, yeah, it's totally planned.
Are.
Completely.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Oh, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. All you got to do is take, you have kids, Zach?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And you have kids, just take them out of the house.
That's
go
it.
To the beach for the day and leave her alone. You'll have the happiest wife ever, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, I know. All right. So we can get back to what we need to talk about today, which is Compass Solar. If you need to know more about Compass Solar, it's compasssolar.com. That's 3S's 490-8706. And if you have solar questions, you can join in this conversation at 437-1620. So, Michael, today we're going to talk about the benefits of solar.
Yes, there are many. That's why we brought Zach Gilbert in today. He's one of our solar consultants. He's a pro. He knows in detail all the benefits of going solar. And, you know, if anybody was curious and they wanted to ask for Zach by request to come out and give him a consultation, they surely could.
Absolutely.
We definitely like to have experts on our show. So that's great. So you know all about the benefits. You're the one to go out there and consult with a client.
I am.
Okay, yeah. So go ahead. Tell us some benefits about going solar.
Yeah. So, you know, for starters, obviously they're saving money on your electricity bill. But not just that. You know, I think everybody knows that from a face value. But it's more of, you know, being able to lock in that power bill. You know, we've seen rates continue to climb. We've seen what the economy's done. And I think, you know, there's something to be said for knowing exactly what your power bill is going to be every single month. I think being able to know that helps our customers be able to better budget and better plan their finances out and know exactly what's going where, especially when I think everybody's, you know, trying to pinch their pennies right now. And, you know, when you look at some of the other benefits, you know, there's, to be honest, too many to list. Most of the time when we sit down with a client, you know, we typically spend about an hour and a half to 2 hours in the home just kind of educating them. And I've listened to Michael several times, you know, as he's been up here on the radio. And, you know, one thing that I point out is that, you know, that he's mentioned, I know, several times, is that we are always from an educational standpoint.
Right. That's great. That's definitely a good quality to have, especially in a business, is just educating the client, making sure they're understanding what they're getting, right?
Absolutely.
So I kind of put Zach on the spot here. So I know when Zach says sort of a fixed rate, fixed bill, I think he's talking about those finance options that are available for people.
Okay.
Trying to, you know, offset the power bill 100% with solar and replacing that, you know, never-ending permanent power bill with a fixed bill for solar through financing that will eventually go away. So that the goal is to eliminate the power bill. It's to eliminate that expense. So, you know, if you're able to pay cash for a system, then you can completely eliminate your power bill if you have enough room on the roof, if the conditions are right. And if you have to finance it, that works too. You end up with a fixed monthly payment that is equal to or less than what you're paying now for electricity. And eventually that'll be paid off, and then your power bill will be more or less gone. I say more or less because there's no way to get rid of the connection fee, even if we give a 100% consumption offset, if you're going to be grid tied. So more or less gone, meaning you could go from $100 or $200 or $300 or $500 power bill down to a $25 power bill,
right,
by going solar. And then, of course, there's an environmental benefit to going solar. Most people, they care enough about the environment to maybe throw their plastic bottles in their recycling mm-hmm. bin. But outside of that, it takes a lot of work to care for the environment. It really does.
It really does, yes.
And you know, solar, there's nothing perfect about going solar and a positive impact on the environment. There's still, you know, there's still some negatives when it comes to any kind of manufacturing that takes place. But solar is a way cleaner energy than coal, and it's way safer than nuclear, that's for sure. So if you were wanting to make a huge environmental impact without having to think about it, and then it also gives you a tremendous financial gain, it would be going solar. I mean, if you want to leave the world a better place than how you found it, but you don't have all kinds of time to volunteer to do this and volunteer to do that and pick up garbage on the highway, you could go solar, and it would have a huge positive environmental impact, and it would be awesome for your finances, really, down the road.
Definitely.
People on a fixed income can go solar, and they don't have to worry about the ever-increasing cost of electricity. We feel like we've all made an agreement here unless you're going to join an Amish or a Mennonite community, then you're going to use a lot of electricity.
Right.
It's just we've all just, I don't know, that's just part of life. Mm-hmm. We've all just established that we want electricity, we're going to pay for electricity. And the only way to get around in the state of Florida, the only way to get around the ever-increasing costs, because as we all know, the power companies in the state of Florida are monopolies for the area. So the only way to get out of that is to go solar.
Absolutely. And by the way, if you're just now tuning in, that's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Tammy Martin with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Michael Bourgeois and Zach Gilbert with Compass Solar. That's compasssolar.com, 3 S's, 4908706. So we had a friend text in, what are main things to consider when choosing a solar company and the equipment they use and what makes Compass different? That's from Terry from Lynn Haven, Florida. Thank you, Terry.
Well, that was a loaded question. Can you ask that again so
absolutely.
We get it all?
Absolutely. What are the main things to consider when choosing a solar company and the equipment they use and what makes your company different?
You want to take this one, Zach?
Yeah, I'll take this one.
Take it away.
So I think, you know, one of the main things you want to look at when you're looking at a solar company is, are they local? Right. So I think being local is certainly one of the most important things. You know, we see a lot of companies who will call into customers, but they're based out of Tennessee. They're based out of Montana. You know, let's not forget that once this system is installed, you may need a company there that's ready to take care of
you. Don't forget, they may even be based out of South Florida, which is a completely different climate zone.
It is. And when you look at the different regions of solar, you know, I've lived here my whole life. I've never been anywhere else. And so when you look, you know, I know this region. I know the climate. I know how, you know, hot our summers get. And not everywhere is like that. No two places are the same. And so I think first and foremost, having a local company that really understands the area, the environment, the climate, and what we're really dealing with, I think that's probably first and foremost. Aside from that, you know, some things to consider is the equipment that you're getting. You'd be surprised how many people think one solar panel is a solar panel and all solar panels are the same, because that's simply not the case. You know, there's definitely a difference in quality. There's definitely, you know, it's do you want quantity or do you want quality, right? And so we always take the path of quality, because we know long term, you know, we've been here for 25 years now, since 1998, and that long term, there's something to be said for that. So you may think that you're saving a little bit on the front side, but what you look at is long term, you're actually not saving as much as you thought you were by going with the less quality because you thought you were saving money. So we definitely push quality at Compass Solar. Another thing that I would say in regards to that question is, you know, I think you said what makes Compass different. And I would just say the level of education that you receive here, and not just the level of education, but the level of care that you receive at Compass. You know, I would venture to say that we truly care about our customers because we are local to this area. So, you know, we may run into you at the grocery store. We may run into you getting our oil changed or numerous places. I've ran into my customers before. And so it's so much more appealing to be able to run into the representative that you met, you know, somewhere in public, and it'd be a good experience. They say, hey, you know, this is the guy that took care of me. Cause we've all heard what, you know, the opposite of that is. So I think, you know, Compass Solar being a local family owned company, I think it speaks volumes to who we actually are.
Absolutely. And I had another friend ask, term of the financing, and does the financing debt follow the homeowner? And this is a good one, homeowner or the initial borrower?
That is a good question. So the terms of the financing, there are so many different options. I mean, that is a huge question to unpack. Terms, there's 5-year, 10-year, 12-year, 15-year, 20-year, 25-year terms. And the interest rates range from, you know, 2.99, 3.99 up to 10.99 APR. And each loan option has a different amount of closing costs associated with it, points that are being bought down to get those lower interest rates, fees. You know, if you want a loan with no fees, you go with a higher interest rate. If you're planning to pay it off sooner, if you are planning to take the full 25 years and just make the minimum payments, then you may be okay with the fees just to get that slightly lower payment because of the lower interest rate. So that is not a question that can be answered even in the amount of time that we have here. If I were to spend the rest of this show talking just about the finance options, mm-hmm. it would not be enough to explain it all.
Wow. So that's why you give y'all a call.
That's
yes,
right.
That's 490-8706. Visit their website, compasssolar.com. They'd be happy to come out and answer all of these questions in depth. I'm sure you don't have a time limit on your meetings. Come out there until the client is comfortable with everything that you've talked about. So even if it's this kind of question, you're going to go over everything with them.
Well, that's it. Zach will pack a lunch. I've seen him do it.
You have,
he'll
really?
He'll pull his lunch.
Oh,
no.
Absolutely. He'll be like, I got my sandwich.
He'll say, hey, do you mind if I go get my sandwich out of my car? We're going to be here a while now.
No, but I will skip lunch to take the time with a customer. I have done that many times.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's again, coming from an education standpoint, we always, our opinion is that the customer that we are currently with is always the most important thing that we're doing, right? And so we always give the greatest level of care to each customer, take the time that the customer deserves to have this explained out. And so, I mean, I do have some customers, like Michael said, you know, I mean, I could sit there for 45 minutes to an hour explaining, you know, the financing options with customers so that they get what's best for them, not necessarily what a company may want to push on them. And so that's definitely our approach.
If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, here on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, we are local and dependable. I'm here with Michael Bourgeois, Zach Gilbert with Compass Solar. We thank you so much for texting in your questions. We truly appreciate it. And he said you answered that financing question just fine. And he said, so does the financing debt follow the... Oh,
there it is. Okay. Uh-huh. I knew there was another part to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it is a UCC one or UC one? It's the same type of loan as when you borrow a car, or the same type of lien as when you borrow a car. So there is a lien on the equipment, on the solar equipment, the panels themselves. Mm-hmm. So the loan stays with the panels. There some of the finance companies that are out there offering solar loans will make the loans transferable to the, you know, if you're selling a home, I'm guessing that's the mm-hmm. reason for the question. If you're going to sell your home and you have solar, you really have two options. You either pay it off when you sell it as part of the sale price, or you transfer the loan to the new home buyer. Not every loan company will allow you to transfer the loan, though, so that if that is something that you're planning on doing, you may want to ask that question.
Yeah, definitely nail that down.
But truth be told, the easiest thing to do is going to be just to add the solar into the value of the home when you sell the home, so you can just pay it off.
Smart.
That's the easiest
definitely.
Thing to do. Because it's tough to qualify for a mortgage and another loan at the same time, right? Whenever you want to borrow money to mm-hmm. buy a house, your mortgage broker or whoever you're working with always tells you, you know, don't buy a car, don't apply for anything
right.
else.
Don't do anything.
Don't touch
don't
your
touch
credit.
It. Yes.
Leave it where it is. And so if you're trying to qualify for the home mortgage and the solar loan at the same time, that can get tricky, especially if you're right on the cusp of your debt to income ratio. So the best thing to do is just to, you know, include the payoff amount in the home sale price. That's the best thing to do. And if you are, and so that's another, so this ties into the question about the finance terms. If you know you're going to be selling the house in say 5 years, then you may want to go with a higher interest rate that has no fees at all, right? So you go with a higher interest rate that has no fees at all, and then you get the cheapest possible overall total price so that when you go to sell the house, the solar loan, whatever the balance due, is as low as it can possibly be.
Okay.
If you know that you're in your forever home and you're going to be there for at least 10, 20, 25, 30, till you die, you know, if you're going to be there forever, then it's no big deal to go with a smaller, a lower interest loan that has a fee, because if your concern is the monthly payment and you're not going to try to sell the house, then it's no big deal.
Right.
So when we go into a home, you know, when we do give a consultation, like what Zach was saying, if you want 30 minutes of time, no problem. If you want 3 hours of time, no problem. We are there to gather information and give information. That's the first meeting, right?
Right.
So if after it's all said and done, you're ready to do it, you're ready to go, you want to go with us, you want to get solar, we're ready for that too. We've got all the paperwork. It's all ready to go. But if all you want is information, then we are the company to call.
Absolutely. By the way, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Michael Bourgeois and Zach Gilbert with Compass Solar. So send us all your Compass Solar questions, 437-1620. We had a friend text in, I've got a solar company coming by for my estimate this weekend. The company is Kenhome. How could I get an estimate from you guys? Also, what can I ask to make sure I'm not getting hustled?
Okay.
That's a lot to unpack, though. Again,
<let's> see. So, if you want to get a hold of us, you can give our office a call at 850-439-0035. Again, that number is 850-439-0035. I think Tammy read out a different number. Tammy read out my cell phone number.
Oh.
And that's okay too. You can call my cell phone. I don't mind.
Do you, I have that? Why?
Because I gave you my cell phone number, probably.
It's probably on a paper I have.
Yes,
I thought it was.
You could call either one. If you call my cell phone, what I'll do is I'll pass your information along to one of our solar consultants. Just like if you call the office, that's the same thing that would happen.
So. I love how I've said it like 5 times, and Michael is just now telling me, "Hey,
sure. Well, I didn't want to interrupt."
You know what?
You were doing good.
That's not the right number. So tell us the right number.
850-439-0035 is our main office number.
That sounds like an office number.
Right. And so between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, it's if you call, someone will answer. If you call my cell phone, you know, you may or may not get an answer right away. You can leave a voicemail, I'll call you back. But you can ask for Zach if you want, you know, if you
Absolutely.
If you like what you're hearing there. But we have several highly qualified, highly trained solar consultants that are ready for you. Or, you know, if you're not a phone person, you can get on our website, compasssolar.com, and you can click on the button, you know, get a quote. You just type in your information. It gets loaded into our database and we call you.
Right.
You know, within,
that's a great way to
in
do
less
it.
Than 24
yeah.
hours.
Sometimes
so.
That's so helpful. I've noticed that on a lot of websites, because if you're at work, maybe you don't have time to call.
Right.
Just, hey, I need this, but I'm going to put this in. So that's a great option.
That's
absolutely.
It. It's in lieu of calling and leaving a voicemail or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just give us your info and we'll call you back. And just so we're clear, when you type your information into our website's portal, it does not go anywhere except for into our database.
Oh, that's nice.
We don't do anything with your information. Mm-hmm. We don't, you know, I wouldn't even know how to go about, you know, selling that to someone to call you about your car's extended warranty. nothing like that.
I wonder if anyone's ever fallen for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. But I must have given somebody my information somewhere, but because those car warranty people definitely have my phone number. We just use the information for us internally. That's all it is.
Okay,
we just load you in the database so we can contact you back. That's all.
So our friend was wanting to know, maybe you could give her a couple options. How can I make sure I'm not getting hustled?
Okay. Well, the solar panels need to be paired with the proper size inverter. That's one thing for sure. Actually, Zach, you want to take this one? You probably answer this a lot more than I do.
Yeah, so there's definitely a few things. Number one, you know, certainly give us a call. Let us come educate you, give you an estimate.
Oh, yeah, if it's not Compass, then you are getting hustled.
And definitely let us come, you know, get you some numbers, get you some information to go over because, you know, as we've said, our goal is always to educate and inform, never, you know, pressure and persuade. I think the information sells itself, but, you know, our goal is simply to show you the ins and outs. And you'd be surprised at how many people by the time, you know, they've met with 3-4 companies and, you know, they call us out, we come, we give them the information and they say, wow. I had no idea, you know, I asked him, I said, you know, have you learned anything new today? And it's always a resounding yes. You know, wow, I've learned so much. And so like Michael was saying.
And that's,
you know,
even after they've met with several other companies.
Yes, absolutely.
They're shocked by how much they did not learn from the other companies.
Absolutely.
Or were not told.
You know, may have been intentionally left out. And so like Michael was saying, understanding, you know, the right comparison of panel to inverter, you know, making sure that you're not undersized anywhere, making sure that the shading is measured correctly, making sure, you know, there are just so many factors that go into it, but I would strongly encourage, you know.
How about the tax credit? You're not guaranteed. It's not a rebate. It's
absolutely
a credit.
I feel like that's a big one.
It's a huge one, and there's so many solar companies out there that are, I don't know if they know it and they just choose to say it incorrectly or if they truly don't know, but the federal income tax credit is a credit, not a rebate. It is not guaranteed that you're just going to get a check in a lump sum. It is a tax credit, and you have to consult with your tax professional to find out how you're going to receive that credit or if you're going to receive that credit. So if someone tells you it's a guarantee, there's your red flag right there. If someone says you're definitely going to get this, then just go ahead and throw up that first red flag.
Yeah, I think so too.
And another thing that I would point out is that, you know, you certainly want to get a second opinion. For multitudes of reasons, but number one, you want to make sure that the company that's giving you an estimate is sizing you correctly. So, you know, there's a whole mathematic process that goes into it, but when I sit down with a customer and they tell me how much electricity they've used month by month over the past year, I read it back to them and I verify with them, hey, I just put in the same information that you gave me. I'm not, you know, fudging the numbers or anything like that, you know, and I want to authenticate that so that they know we're doing our due diligence. But the other thing that I would point out is be very cautious and mindful of these companies that try to offer you these energy reduction products. There are some out there that, you know, they do something for you, but what we find is that a lot of companies are using them to try and give you a smaller system
Absolutely.
Than what you need.
Thank you so much for joining me again. It's campussolar.com 439-0035.